7 o'clock, and time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show with your host, Dana Rodriguez, with author Jerry Nachman. And this week, the San Francisco Chronicle's raconteur of choice, Leah Garchick. Here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much. And that is a slightly different version of our theme, but it's nice. I like that. Nice. So thank you, David. I don't know who that is, to be honest. David can look it up.
Well, I will get back to you on that.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend and can join us over the course of the next hour for our show, which, after all, is nothing without you, because we are an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, your participation is extremely important. So we want you to call in with a question or answer. The number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or toll-free. Yes, we have a toll-free number at 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So get in as soon as you can. Sometimes it does get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, but get on and get in our phone bank here, and we will get you on, okay? So 415-841-4134. Toll-free, 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER, all strung together, at yahoo.com. We don't read the emails during the show, but of course it's always nice to hear from you, so feel free to email us any old time. And if you'd like to hear this show anywhere in the world besides the general Bay Area, you can certainly go online and do that at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like the podcast of this show, it should be available reasonably soon on different locations. Start with kalw.org and then iTunes and et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, that should be available a little bit after the show tonight. So we're going to start with round of introductions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman spent an hour trying to find, select, and buy a bedsheet at Macy's and admires how the store has done away with salespeople as efficiently as Amazon. Jerry can take the smallest task and make a story out of it.
Well, that's the mark of a great journalist, yes. Okay. Well, Leah Garchick is bummed out, like everyone else, about Paris, but she is determined to address the problem personally by eating more French fries, embroidering more French knots, and dancing the can-can. I like to see the latter.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, understands that Jerry's getting a shoulder replacement, which is what comes of letting too many people cry on it.
All right, so
you're telling the world about my personal...
Hey, God. Get some sympathy from it. That's what I always say.
A lot of people call in with advice.
And then have a beautiful nurse come and take care of you.
That would be okay.
All right. So we'll begin with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. What American play has been running longer than any other in U.S. history? It still is playing. It's been playing ever since the Carter administration, but it was never on Broadway.
It was never on Broadway. Never, ever, ever.
Mm-mm.
So it just plays in like places around the country?
Yes, exactly. Like, yeah.
All right.
It's always been running somewhere.
Really? Okay. Has it ever played out like ACT, done it or anything like that?
No. Yeah, but it's been done in the Bay Area.
Has it? Hmm. Leah?
Love Letters?
No, that's a very good guess. That's a very good guess.
Yeah.
It's not quite that old, but as not as, yeah.
Okay. Except I think this is on Broadway now. Sheer Madness?
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, that's the answer. It's not on Broadway.
Oh, well, there, I read something in the Times that they're doing it in New York now.
Yeah, but no, I don't think it's
But it's
Broadway.
Not on Broadway?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, you got it.
All right.
Very good. Sheer Madness, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay, quickly. What is the Mariana Trench?
You mean the Mariana Trench?
Mariana Trench.
That's the old. No. That's the deepest place in the world. The Your deepest
ocean.
The Pacific Ocean.
Ocean
floor,
but it's the,
yeah.
Period. It's the deepest place.
Yeah.
In the world.
Oh, I know it's the deepest. I know it's the deepest in the sea.
Right.
Okay. Okay. No man has ever reached it, but a famous product was lowered and pulled to the surface in perfect shape. What was it?
A Timex watch.
No.
Twinkie.
Good, very good guess. What?
Twinkie.
No.
So it was lowered down, and then it was pulled back up again.
Yeah.
In perfect shape.
I think I should give it to Leah. It was a Rolex Oyster watch, not a Timex.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mean it wasn't encased in anything? It was just a watch on its...
I don't know. It must have been just on its own, yeah.
Yeah, I think Oyster must be a waterproof
watch. Yeah.
Yeah, but pressure, there's tremendous pressure going down that far. Oh, well. Okay.
Okay, that's me.
Good enough. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Colette from Vernal Heights.
Hi, Colette.
And my question is, who was it that gave Shirley Temple her first screen kiss?
I've heard that many times, and I can't remember who it is now. I'm sure you know.
I think because this fellow just died recently, that if it's the same one I'm thinking of. Was it Dickie Moore?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. The musical scale, the 7-note musical scale, goes from A to G, right? Yeah. So I'd like a list of each answer could be 7-letter words that can be played on a musical instrument.
Wait a minute, I don't get it. Do you get it?
Yeah, that start with each note in the musical
that
scale.
They don't have to have each note, but that can be played on a musical scale.
So ABC,
using ABCDEFG, but not all the letters necessarily.
No.
I'm sorry.
Can you give me some 7-letter words?
7-letter words. Okay.
Oh, several. Okay, well.
7-letter words.
Yeah,
7-letter
yeah, words. Okay, but there are several, I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay.
This requires some.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Okay. Just go over the whole thing once more, please.
Okay. The letters of musical scale goes from A to G. So I'd like 7-letter words that can be played, spelled with notes on a musical scale.
Okay. And let's see. Well, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Gary from Union City.
Hello.
I've got a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
My first one is, what is the only television series that have won more Emmys than any other?
What TV series has won more Emmys than any other?
Yes.
The Wonderful World of Color, Walt Disney's
That's
show.
That's good.
No, but it is a children's show, though.
Mr. Rogers.
No, but it was a PBS series.
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. 159-plus Emmys.
Right.
My second question. What song by the Box Tops was recorded in both English and Italian?
What song by the Box Tops? I'm not that familiar with the Box Tops. English and Italian.
It came after Letter.
Came after what?
The Letter.
The Letter?
Yeah.
What's the letter?
Is that a group?
No, the letter says, I forget that song. It says, get me on an airplane. You know, that's what it starts.
Oh. No, not too good at this. What year would this have been?
68.
Oh, 68? Oh, no. No, we don't know. I'm sorry.
You don't know? Crying like a baby.
Oh, all right.
If you say so.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah.
And we have a couple of lines open right now if you'd like to give us a call. It's area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Well, by total coincidence, Leah, I have a question that's quite close to, or at least reasonably close to the one you just asked.
Mm-hmm.
What is the shortest word in English with A, B, C, D, E, F?
Wait, A, B, C, D, the shortest word?
What is the shortest word in English you can make with A, B, C, D, E, and F?
No, it only has those letters?
No. It's just the shortest word that incorporates all those letters.
Oh, it incorporates all those letters.
Right.
Oh.
Not necessarily in order.
No, of course not. The first six letters.
Not G. So what is the shortest word in English you can make with the letters A, B, C, D, E, and F?
Bald-faced.
Shorter than that. Bald-faced.
No.
Bald-faced.
Well, faced, something with a B, faced.
Once more, what is the shortest word in English you can make with the letters A, B, C, D, E, and F?
Okay. But only those letters.
No, I just said using those letters.
Oh, but no other letters?
No, he said...
You can use other letters. I'm just saying, what's the shortest word you can make using them?
There's probably zillions.
Well...
Okay, but I can't think of one.
The shortest one is what he's
shortest, yeah. Okay, I got it. I got it. It takes a while.
Okay. All right. Second question. If you put the names of the states, in alphabetical order, what are the only two sets of states that border each other both alphabetically and geographically? If you put the names of the states, the U.S. states, in alphabetical order, what are the only two sets of states that border each other both alphabetically and geographically?
How about fabricated for the first?
No.
How about Michigan and Minnesota?
They don't border each other.
They don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
So border each other alphabetically, you mean if...
and geographically.
Right.
Okay. So I'll just go through the question once more.
I don't know what border alphabetically means. You mean they're in...
In other words, they would come next to each other in the list of alphabetical
states. I see. Okay. Yeah.
So if you put the states, the U.S. states, in alphabetical order, what are the only two sets of states that border each other both alphabetically, in other words, you put them in alphabetical order, and geographically?
Maine and New Hampshire.
No, Maine and New Hampshire are not next to each other in the alphabet.
Oh, Nebraska's in the middle.
Yeah.
Montana, Nebraska.
No, they're not next to each other either. And they're not next to each other geographically. All right.
Okay.
Once more, what is the shortest word in English that you can make using the letters, and you can add extra letters, but incorporating the letters A, B, C, D, E, and F, okay? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Ruhama in San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi. Do Maine and Massachusetts border each other?
Maine and Massachusetts...
Mm-mm. New Hampshire's in the middle.
Do not border each other, no.
Okay. So, in Leah's question, I guess you can use the letters of the notes as many times as you want?
Yes.
Cabbage and baggage?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, and
good.
I'm tired. Maybe I'll call back.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, how about in your states, Tennessee and Texas?
No, they do not border each
okay.
other.
Okay. We used to have a map in the room here. Where is it now that we need it?
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter. Are you there, caller? Sorry, next call.
Florida and Georgia.
Yes, Florida and Georgia. All right, that's it for you. No more guesses.
Well, why would I guess again if I got it right?
Well, there's another set.
Well, there's
there are two.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm sorry, caller. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, this is Herb in Ashland, Oregon.
Hi, Herb.
Two of the states I think might be Illinois and Iowa.
Not Illinois and Iowa, no.
Okay. Nicholas Slonimsky, the great musicologist, wrote a waltz called the Cabbage Waltz. And it goes, C-A-B-B-A-G-E.
That's cool. Thank you.
Okay, now I have a question. There's a part A and a part B. What do Al Jolson and Babe Ruth have in common? And what do Al Jolson and President Warren G. Harding have in common?
Babe Ruth and Al Jolson both supported Warren G. Harding for president.
Nope.
They did.
That may be true, but that's not what I have here.
Okay, they both campaigned for him.
No connection between
Babe Ruth is
and,
from Baltimore, and Jolson's from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, no.
I wanted to say they were in the same. They were not. They were in the same boys' home or something.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Jolson and Babe Ruth both went to the St. Mary's Industrial School for Boys, which was a reformatory.
Interesting.
And Jolson was 9 years older than the Babe, so they weren't there at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, how about Jolson and Warren G. Harding? I'll give you a hint.
I know that they both died at the St. Francis.
That is correct.
Yeah, good job.
They both died at the St. Francis, and Harding was 23, and Jolson was 50.
Right.
And he's only 50, jeez.
No, he died in 1950.
He died in
1950.
He wasn't that old, though.
No, he was almost 70 or something.
Was he?
Yeah.
Anyway, this brings up a question in my mind. Does the St. Francis Hotel keep track of the various rooms where these events took place? Like,
Fatty Arbuckle's...
Yeah, I think they do.
Sweet, yeah.
Yeah, I believe they
do. Can you go to the St. Francis Hotel and say you want to spend your honeymoon there and book the Fatty Arbuckle suite?
Well, I was actually in the lobby of the St. Francis not long ago, and they have like an exhibit of the history of the hotel, so it might be stuff like that.
I don't know about the Fatty Arbuckle part, but but I think there's a plaque for Warren G. Harding.
I wonder if they put it up in the room where he died.
Not
or
sure.
Just in the lobby. Anyway, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Dana, bye-bye. I think your shortest word is feedback.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're right. Good job. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sparky and Maddie. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I was on deck ready to say feedback.
Oh, well, I'll give you a bell.
Thanks.
There you go.
But the other combination and was so close was Indiana and Illinois.
That's right, Indiana and Illinois.
Yeah.
There you go.
And, that's it. We're done.
All right.
Bye.
And, Jerry, it is your turn.
Okay. A Modigliani painting just sold for $170.4 million, putting it in second place in the so-called $100 million club for works sold at auction. What painter heads the list, and how many painters in the top 10 can you name? I'll give each two guesses.
I think, wasn't that the last most expensive painting? Was it Picasso, wasn't it?
Picasso's number one, yeah. $179.4 million.
Right, which is crazy. And so, I'm sorry, you're asking what the other painters are in that club?
Yeah, uh-huh. And I'll give you, you got one, so I'll give you one more guess, and Leah has two. Just to leave it open.
Well, Van Gogh must be there.
Actually, I don't think he is.
Oh.
He is not, oddly enough, no.
Was it Jackson Pollock?
No.
Hmm.
Okay, you're out of guesses. You got one more.
Jasper Johns.
No. No.
Two contemporary.
They always go just sold for some huge amount.
Well, probably, but this is a...
Everybody wants the impressionist.
The top one is Picasso's La Femme d'Alger. Yeah, d'Alger, $179 million, and the lowest is on the list is $100.9 million, and I won't tell you that.
Okay. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Jerry, just before we move on, why don't you just repeat that question, because you still want...
Yeah, it's a little complicated. A Modigliani painting just sold for $174 million, putting it in second place in the so-called $100 million club for works sold at auction. Number one is Picasso, which somebody got... Did you get that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What painter heads the list? We got that. And how many painters in the top 10 in this club, $100 million club, can you name?
All right. And Leah, I think it's your turn.
Okay. How does the Martha's Vineyard, as you know, is an island off Massachusetts, right? How does that break a general rule of the Domestic Names Committee of the U.S. Board of Geographic Names?
What is it? It breaks the rule?
Mm-hmm. What rule does it break?
How does it break? Anything to do with an apostrophe?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are only six places that are official names that have apostrophes in
right.
the rules.
They have a rule against apostrophes? They have a rule?
Yeah.
Why?
The U.S. Board of... What's I don't know.
I know Pikes Peak does not have an apostrophe.
That's ridiculous.
Well, that's...
Neither does Caesar's Palace.
Yeah. Yeah. Grant's Tomb, I think.
How weird.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Okay, what six-letter word? I have all word questions tonight. What six-letter word begins with a vowel, ends with a vowel? And so that's two letters right out of six, so it has four consonants in between.
All right, once more, please. I'm sorry.
What six-letter word begins with a vowel, ends with a vowel, and has four consonants in between?
And there's only one that you know of. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Four consonants. Wow. That's a good one.
Is it a relatively common word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Four consonants. God.
Well, right. I asked a question last week about the state that had the four consonants in a row, the only state's name. So it's not, I don't think it's that uncommon. But, huh, okay. Get that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, I had baggage, cabbage, in Illinois and Indiana.
Good job.
but I got scooped. Are Virginia and West Virginia the alphabetical state?
No, because the W, there's something
Washington.
Between, yeah, Washington yeah. is
oh,
in between.
Washington, that's right. And then I had these two other words, one of which I'm not sure it's a word, but deface.
Yes, that is a word, yes. Good.
That's the one I'm sure is the word. The other one, acceded?
Acceded, yes. A-C-C-E-D-E-D.
Okay, well,
yes.
I told you everything
Good
I know.
Good for you. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right. Okay. What can I do here? All right, I'm going to give you some body parts that are named after people, and I want you to tell me where they are located. Okay, these are body parts that are named after people, and I want you to tell me where they are located in the body. Number one, Alcox Canal, A-L-C-O-C-K, apostrophe S, canal, where is that? Number two, Wharton's, as in the business school, Wharton's Jelly.
Jelly?
Yes, Wharton's Jelly.
Yeah, sounds awful.
Number three, Sylvian Aqueduct. Sylvian Aqueduct. Number four, the Grafenberg Spot. The
oh, yeah.
Grafenberg
well,
Spot.
Well, we know all about that.
Well, you do.
I think everybody does that.
Number five, Hartman's Pouch. Hartman's Pouch. Jerry, you're going in the hospital for that, aren't you?
No.
No, okay. So, once more, these are body parts that are named after people. I want you to tell me where they are located in the body, just in a general sense. Number one, Alcox Canal. Number two, Wharton's Jelly. Number three, Sylvian Aqueduct. Number four, the Grafenberg Spot. And number five, Hartman's Pouch.
Okay. You want to take the G-spot?
No, you do it.
Okay. I'm not going to do it because it's too obvious. I'm going to say Sylvian Aqueduct is in the eye.
I'm sorry, the...
Sylvian Aqueduct.
The Sylvian Aqueduct. No, it is not.
Okay.
You want to guess any of these?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So where are those body parts located? And Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. I'll take a guess at the Sylvian Aqueduct. Is that the spinal cord?
No.
No? Ah, shoot. And then artists, let's see, with Lucian Freud?
No.
Yeah. On that list as painter?
No, he's not on the list.
Actually, I had a question before you even came up with that related to the top 10. Who's the artist that's most represented in the top 10?
That's a good question.
Well, I know that, of course, because it's on the
list. Yeah, I figured Gary would know that.
Do you know that?
I do.
Oh, okay, so well, you're asking us then.
Go ahead. Yes. Tell us.
Giacometti?
No, he's not the most represented, no.
Oh, really?
No.
For the top 10 sold at auction, I guess, would be...
Yes, at auction is the... that's the...
That's the kicker. Okay. And then I have one other question, which is earlier this month, the highest temperature ever recorded in the UK was recorded. Do you know, can you guess what that temperature was?
In the UK?
In the United Kingdom.
And it was earlier this month?
Yes, for November. The highest temperature for November.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And you want to know where?
What the temperature was.
I have a weird habit of reading the temperatures, the international temperatures, every day in the paper. I don't know why, but I do.
You read the shipping news, too?
No, I don't read the shipping news because everything has Maru on the end of it.
Caller, maybe you're correct on your answer. Who did you say was the most represented?
Giacometti.
Well, he ties. You're right. He has three paintings, and the other person has three, so you're correct.
Except that
he ties with someone else. Okay.
Could I ask where this was?
Giacometti.
Where this was in the UK?
It's in Wales, okay. Mid Wales.
And for November. how about 75?
Pretty close. 72.
Okay. All right.
And that's it. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Zed, how are you?
Good.
I have one question about mountains and one about women. The mountains, before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain on Earth?
Before Mount Everest was discovered. Can you tell me how long ago that was?
Well, Mount Everest was discovered about a couple of hundred years ago.
So,
is it in the same part of the world, the Himalayas?
I won't give you any hint.
Mont Blanc?
Huh?
Mont Blanc?
Okay, guys, it's a tricky question because they say what was the highest mountain on Earth? It's still Mount Everest.
Oh, still Mount Everest, yeah, you're right. I've heard that. Yeah.
All right.
Very
about
good.
Women, and I do love women. This week a very legend woman, San Francisco woman, died. Do you know who?
Carol Doda.
Carol Doda. Okay, have you seen her in life? Because I did. Anybody visit her club?
I've seen her in life, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw her at her lingerie shop and
on
Union Street.
I talked to her once. She was actually quite nice. Very,
very nice,
very
woman.
Pleasant person.
That's what I said. A very, very, very nice woman.
Yes.
Okay, the last question is, we talked before about elements named after people or after countries and so on. What about, there are three elements named after women. Two real women and one a fiction or...
One of them named after women. There's
Marie Curie.
Curium, yes. Right.
Of course. Yeah. Curium. Okay. What is the other two? It'll be fun to leave it. So the other one also for another scientist.
All right.
20th century scientist and actual element. And then the other one after a Greek goddess.
All right.
So leave that to the audience. Maybe they get it.
All right. Thanks,
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay, I have eight. This is an eight-part answer. What regular on these TV shows wound up taking his or her own life? So I'll give you, can guess two each. Saint Elsewhere, Suddenly Susan, The Today Show, Family Affair, Saturday Night Live, Farmer's Daughter, Make Room for Daddy, Gibbsville, which I never heard of, and Family Feud.
You better go through all those ones.
Okay.
You mean the characters on the show?
No, an actor. St. Elsewhere, Suddenly Susan. I know it's a movie. Was that a TV show,
too? That was a TV show with Brooke Shields.
Okay. The Today Show, Family Affair, Saturday Night Live, The Farmer's Daughter, Make Room for Daddy, Gibbsville, and Family Feud.
All right.
Okay, so you can guess two.
Leah, you want to?
Was Saturday Night Live, did Phil Hartman kill himself?
No, his ex-wife shot him. I never heard of this person, actually, but I haven't followed the show for a long time. So.
I bet you're thinking about, who is that, Charles Rocket or somebody like that? Yeah, that's not my guess, but...
But that's correct.
Oh, is that correct?
Yeah, Charles Rocket.
It is his guess.
How'd you happen to guess?
I just remember reading about it.
Okay.
The Today Show, Dave Garraway killed himself,
correct,
didn't he?
Dave Garraway. Very good.
Yeah.
That was a shocker at the time. Okay, you're two. Leah, you have any? No.
No.
I didn't think so.
I used to watch St. Elsewhere, but I...
Yeah. Well, this was way after the show was over, so, I mean, it's not...
Is it? It would have been.
Yeah. This is several years after the show.
I don't really know the history of this, or any of these.
Yeah.
But
I know who it is.
Except, Garraway I knew about.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And if you feel like to, give us a call and guess on that or one of our other questions, you could certainly do that simply by calling 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. 866-798-8255. And we are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry, you don't have to repeat the last one, but if you have anything else?
Well, the painting one. I'm still looking for I'm looking for about three or four of the painters whose works have sold over 100 million at auction.
Okay. And Leah?
Yeah, I have more seven-letter words that can be played on a musical instrument. In other words, that seven-letter words and the letters are from A to G.
Okay. And I think all I have left here are these body parts. These body parts are named after people. I want you to tell me where they are in the body. These body parts are named after people. Where are they in the body? Number one, Alcock's canal. Number two, Wharton's jelly, like in the business school, Wharton's jelly. Number three, the Sylvian Aqueduct, S-Y-L, Sylvian. And number four, the Graffenberg spot. And number five, Hartman's pouch. So where are those located in the
body? Can I take another guess at one of them?
Sure.
Well, I know there's a famous canal in the ear, so I'm going to guess Alcock's canal is also in the ear.
It is, no, it is not near.
Okay.
And I left out one question I forgot to re-ask. Okay. What six-letter word begins with a vowel, ends with a vowel, and has no vowel in between, four consonants in between?
Oh. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Mark in the Tenderloin.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. I'm going to guess on the Family Affair. What? I think the little girl with the red hair, was she the one that...
No.
I think she died of a heroin overdose or something. But I don't think she killed herself.
No, that's not correct.
Cheerful conversation. Man.
Oh, okay. I've got some guesses on the artists. Monet, Renoir, Van Gogh, or Vermeer?
Well, let's see. Who did she say again?
Monet, Renoir...
No.
Van Gogh, Vermeer?
No, none of those, surprisingly.
Oh.
Those are probably all owned by museums, I guess. But anyway, no, none of them.
Oh, okay.
Good guesses.
I've got a quick question. Any idea what the first boats were made out of before they were made of wood?
Boats were made of
wood. Oh, they were made of...
Papyrus reed?
Yeah.
You got it.
Good job.
Very good.
Wow.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Boats made out of paper?
Well, papyrus isn't paper. It's reeds. You could weave it together.
It's what?
It's reeds.
The reed boat. That's how they found Moses.
Okay.
Moses and the reed.
Okay, I thought
a
papyrus
rush basket. Or...
Yeah,
something I thought like papyrus was paper. That's a, the store is a...
No, reed and papyrus, different.
Okay, all right, okay.
And let me think. I think it's your turn, Leah.
I think so. Okay. What I'm looking for are two-syllable words, words of two syllables, that turn into one syllable when you add a letter.
Okay.
Two-syllable words that... turn into one syllable when you add a
two syllable words, words of two syllables that turn into one syllable words when you add a letter. Do you want an example?
Yes.
Yes.
Aged and raged.
Oh, gosh.
Hmm. Okay. All right. And how many do you, just in a general sense, or do you have a list of
them? I have a list of them.
Isn't raged two syllables?
No.
Raged, Ed?
It's not raged. It's raged.
Raged. I guess so. Okay.
Some
okay.
people say okay. raged.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi, is it me?
Hi, you're on. Yeah, right.
Hi, it's Hayes from San Francisco.
Hi, good to hear from you.
It's good to listen to you guys. I tell you what, this is a great show tonight. This has been so much fun.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The most annoying thing is all the answers I have are already gone.
So you're out of luck, huh?
Yeah, because I've been sitting here listening, and they're like, oops.
You have to call earlier, yeah.
I should call first, right?
Yeah, you got to be fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Jeopardy. Slow motion Jeopardy.
What, this has been a fun show, and you've come out with some great questions.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right, we have 22 minutes left, so you can call back.
Yeah.
Well, if there's a question that I can get an answer to, I'll call back.
All right.
Okay.
Do that.
See if I can get in line. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. All right. So I have a question here. Maybe Jerry will enjoy it. Maybe Leah will. I don't know. We'll see. So of the 30 longest-running Broadway shows, I'm going to give you, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to give you 7 movie stars who each starred in an adaption, a film adaption of that Broadway show. So I want you to tell me what the Broadway show was.
Okay.
Okay. So of the 30 longest-running Broadway shows, I'm going to give you 7 film stars that starred in the film adaption of that of those various Broadway shows. And
okay.
Tell me which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1, Gene Tierney.
Wow.
Number 2, Peter O'Toole. Number 3, Diana Ross. Number 4, Mitzi Gaynor. Number 5, Debbie Reynolds. Number 6, Jane Fonda. And number 7, Cary Grant. So, again, of the 30 longest-running Broadway shows of all time, these 7 film stars starred in the film versions of those Broadway shows. Tell me which show it was. Number 1, Gene Tierney. Number 2, Peter O'Toole. Number 3, Diana Ross. Number 4, Mitzi Gaynor. Number 5, Debbie Reynolds. Number 6, Jane Fonda. Number 7, Cary Grant.
Okay, well...
I'll give you one guess. At least initially.
Mitzi Gaynor, South Pacific.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one I knew.
Debbie Reynolds, I don't...
Yeah, she was in a... Yeah, it was a long-running Broadway show.
Hmm. Okay. Cary Grant, I can't guess anymore.
I'm going to give you a hint on the Debbie Reynolds, because it's actually, in a way, it's one of the hardest. It wasn't a musical.
Huh.
Do you want to guess on any of these, Lee? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I knew Mitzi Gaynor.
All right. So we still have Gene Tierney, Peter O'Toole, Diana Ross, Debbie Reynolds, Jane Fonda, and Cary Grant. They all starred in adaptions of one of the longest-running Broadway or 6 of the longest-running Broadway shows.
Was Peter O'Toole, was in Goodbye, Mr. Chips?
He was in Goodbye, Mr. Chips, but that wasn't one
wasn't
of,
a Broadway
no.
show.
No,
he was in the musical version of it.
Right, right, right. So, oops, this just in. Okay. And we're going to go to call in just a second. Okay. Oh, we have a correction from Jim in Berkeley. He says that Harding died at the Palace Hotel, not the St. Francis. He's absolutely correct, of course.
Very good.
Thank you for that. And Jane Harvey was the singer for Benny Goodman. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Because
Jane Harvey was the singer at the Benny Goodman at the beginning of the show. Thank you for that. Okay, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. This is Nick from San Francisco.
Hi, Nick.
Hi. Some artists who have scored over in the 100 Million Club?
Yes.
Yeah.
Francis Bacon?
Correct. Number three.
Jeff Koons?
No.
And what about Warhol?
Warhol, yes, number six, yes, very good.
I don't get that. But,
And for the Leah single-syllable question, Gage engaged?
Gage engaged, But gaged is G-A-U-G-E-D, right?
Correct.
But that's one syllable. And so
I thought that's what you were looking for.
And sorry. We want words that you add a letter and it becomes two syllable words become one by adding a letter. So, yeah, gaged is one, but so was the first one you said.
But G-A-G-E, gage, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
But those are both one syllable.
Okay. How about the... Sorry, thanks, misunderstanding.
Don't be sorry.
The Diana Ross question, was it Lady Sings the Blues in the movie and Mahogany in the Broadway show?
No, it was because I don't think Lady Sings the Blues or Mahogany were a Broadway show. So, but no, it's not. It's neither one of those.
Okay, sorry, thanks.
Oh, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Phil from Berkeley.
Hi, Phil.
And Florida and Georgia are alphabetically consecutive, and they also are next door to each other.
Right. Leah mentioned that, but of course you're correct. Very good.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to join us here with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have some words, the four consonants and two vowel thing.
Yeah.
Are you counting Y as a vowel?
Oh.
Well, I don't know.
I have Archley.
What is it?
A-R-C-H-L-Y, Archley.
That's
good.
That's
yeah.
Like that. What you had in mind, right?
That isn't what I had in mind, but it sure does
like that,
work.
Though.
Yeah,
that's great. Good job. Very good.
Okay, and then I have two syllable to one syllable.
Yeah.
Passé and past.
Uh huh.
And
wait, but oh, and past P-A-S-S-E-D. Right, you're right. Yeah,
and
good one.
Pate and spate.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
That's great.
That's very good.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I had a question.
Yes.
So Mary Martin was not in the movie of South Pacific, is that right?
She was not.
Missy Gaynor, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Rosanna Brozzi, I think, was did the pizza part.
Uh-huh.
Pizza part.
And let's go to a call.
Hi. I think I have a few answers to some of the questions.
Okay.
Excuse me. First, for the Suicide for Family Affair, would that be Brian Keith and Sebastian Cabot?
Yes, Brian Keith, correct.
I don't know about Sebastian Cabot, though, but Brian Keith,
No, not Sebastian, Brian Keith, yes.
And on Family Feud, how about Louis Anderson and Steve Harvey?
No.
Okay. And, then for the Broadway shows,
right.
How about Diana Ross and The Wiz?
Yeah, of course. Good
and then
job.
Jane, how about Jane Fonda and Barefoot in the Park?
That's right. Very good.
Oh, okay. Very good, yeah.
Then I have a question for you.
Okay.
How did the tenderloin get its name?
Oh, that's there are lots of different answers to that.
Oh, okay. I just thought in the documentary
give a logical one for her.
Oh, God. I've read about five of them.
Something to do with prostitutes, isn't it?
The one I saw in this documentary said because the cops who worked there got paid higher so they could afford tenderloin steak.
Yes, I heard that theory, too. I like that
one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, who was in Midnight Cowboy? John Voight and Dustin Hoffman were the actors, of course. But who were the two actors who were originally offered the role?
Oh, well, that's sometimes somewhat nebulous because they offer roles to everybody sometimes. Let's see.
Edward Everett Horton.
Yeah, right.
And
Dustin Hoffman.
Are these, well, give us an idea. Give us some kind of hint. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know how much this will help, but the one of the actors could not do it because he was in a TV show at the time. And this will probably give it away, but it was a Western. It was a TV Western.
James.
And the other actor went on to become a TV star in the 70s, and then he got in some trouble with the law later on in his life.
James Garner?
No.
He never got in any trouble.
No, I mean, he's a TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Right. No, I don't want to be guessing. Mm-mm.
Okay. And it was Lee Majors, but he couldn't do it because he was doing The Big Valley. And then the other one was Robert Blake, but he never returned the director's phone call.
I thought about Robert Blake. That's interesting. Yeah, Lee Majors I would not have guessed at. But he's kind of a big dumb blonde, so I guess, yeah, that's the kind they were looking for. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'll keep taking calls. And if you'd like to join us, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Jerry, you have something reasonably quick?
What do Peter Marshall and Joanna Drew have in common?
Well, they're not brother and sister, are they?
They are.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Is it Joanna or Joanne?
Joanne Drew. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, I can recuse you from this. Well, it's kind of late in the show for this, so I'll hold that over.
All right.
So I'm done.
Oh, I'll ask
right
you then. Do you have
short
question?
What American, very famous for other things, coined the words belittle, anglophobia, odometer, and pedicure?
What American famous for other things?
Mm-hmm.
Famous for what? What do you mean, other things?
He's famous and not for coining words.
Oh, so he's not a writer.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Could you run through those pedicure? What else?
Odometer, belittle, and anglophobia.
Anglophobia.
Belittle. Huh. Not a word person.
Mm-mm.
But and not a writer in any real sense.
Mm-mm.
A politician?
Yeah. I'll give it that
politician.
Too.
Oh, okay.
All right. Good. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
So, of these artists, was Andrew Wyeth one of them?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Broadway shows into movies.
Yes.
Peter O'Toole, Lion in Winter.
No.
Cary Grant, Arsenic and Old Lace.
Yes, Arsenic and Old Lace. Very good.
Okay, so I have a question for you guys.
Uh-huh.
So, I just read the play True this mm-hmm. weekend. And there's a quote in there, and I want you to guess the famous Roman who said it. The quote is, "Life is a moderately good play with a badly written third act."
What? Mm. What? Who said that?
What famous Roman?
What famous Roman? Is this, is this like a trick? Or is this a contemporary Roman? Or?
No. Way
not
back there.
Not Pirandello or something.
No, way back there in the beginning.
Early
beginnings.
Okay.
So, I'm not good on early Romans.
Was this person a well-known as a philosopher or a playwright? Or
more like a philosopher.
Philosopher. then...
It's not worth it. You know, basically, I just wanted to tell you the quote because it's so
all
good.
Right. All right, what
it's
is
a great
it,
quote, yeah.
Cicero.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Karen in Bernal Heights, along with Robert. And regarding the words you can spell with the musical scale that are seven letters, did you get feedback?
No, that's one of them on my list, yeah.
How about effaced?
Yes.
And regarding artists whose work have sold a lot at auction, how about Willem de Kooning?
No, he's not on this list, the top 10, $100 million club, no.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye. All right. I have a, I hope will be a reasonably quick question. What is the only day of the week, the name of the only day of the week that has an anagram, and what is that anagram?
An anagram that's...
You could make out of the name of the day.
Of a word. Of...
Right, right, right.
Gee.
The only day of the week that you could make an anagram out of, and what is that?
Oh,
I can hold it over if you.
Yeah,
okay.
We should think
you
about
can work
that.
At it a
that's
bit.
Good. That's a good Will Shortz question.
Well, it's the only day of the week you can make an whose name you can make an anagram out of, and what is that anagram?
I have to look at those. Yeah,
let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
This is Georgette from Sonoma.
Hi, Georgette.
Hi. I wanted to guess with the Broadway shows if it's The Unthinkable Molly Brown for Debbie Reynolds.
It is not.
Now, she did it on stage and in the movie as well.
Right, but that is not one of the longest running Broadway
shows.
No, not
that. Didn't run that long, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you anyway.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
I'm sorry. I was calling with feedback and deface. So
there's still two more I have on the list.
All right. Thank you.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Line open right now, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you
hello?
There? Hi, you're on.
Yes, hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hey, hi, this is Bob and Jennifer from Coal Valley.
Hi.
So the six-letter word that begins with vowel, ends in a vowel, and has four consonants is asthma.
Yes.
Oh, good job.
Yes.
Good job on that.
And the Sylvian aqueduct is a channel that carries cerebral spinal fluid from the third to fourth ventricle in the brain.
Yes. Excellent.
And Wharton's jelly is in the umbilical cord.
Good job. It's also in the eyeball as well, but yes, yeah. It's also the end. Yes, both.
And I'm embarrassed. I don't know the other anatomical terms, but I'm waiting to hear what they are.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
He did not answer Hartman's pouch, did he?
No, he did not.
That is the colon.
You're close, but no. You're quite close, but it's not the colon.
Okay. And Grabner's spot, I don't know.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Could the pouch be a baggy ice?
Nope.
Okay.
And next call?
No, it's not close.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hi, Greg.
The Family Feud suicide was a host, I think it was one of the revivals, like in the 90s. His name was Ray Combs.
I didn't hear you.
Ray said Ray Combs for Family Feud.
Correct, Ray Combs.
All right.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. And we have a couple of lines open. Give us a quick call, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or toll-free 866-798-8255. Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Monday is Dynamo.
Yes. Excellent.
And Friday is Friday, but I guess that's not a
word.
All right.
Trying to slip that in. Yes, Monday is Dynamo. Very good.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You sure that's the only word in the week? Really?
So it's, anybody's been able to find, that's the only one.
I'm going to work on one
All
of those.
All right, work on that.
Okay.
Yes. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Hello? Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hello?
Hi, you're on this show. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I think one of the artists Matisse?
No.
Okay, that's it for me.
That's
Bye.
It. Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, Rich in Sunnyvale.
Hi, Rich.
The states that are contiguous alphabetically and geographically, could that be Arizona and California?
No.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Thank you so much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Stan in San Francisco, and I'm turning my radio down.
Okay, thank you.
In the first 5 minutes, Lydia Garchik was correct that Maine borders New Hampshire.
Yes, right.
And also Massachusetts borders New Hampshire.
Right, but they're not next to each other in an alphabetical sense. That's what. So,
M&N?
Yeah, but not. There are plenty of states that begin with
Nebraska. Yeah. Was first before New Hampshire.
Okay. Do I have time to ask a question?
No. Go, very quick. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. On which planet do you find an astrogal, and what would the astrogal be doing?
The what?
Astrogal.
Astrogal. Yeah.
It would help if I knew what that was.
I don't know what that is.
We don't know. I'm sorry to say. So, tell us.
Okay. The planet would be Earth. An astrogal is on a French window. It's the piece of metal or wood that keeps one of the doors, one of the doors or windows. When the window or door closes, it touches that, and that's what keeps them aligned.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Okay, time to clean up here. Jerry, what do we got?
Okay, well, the only two artists that were not guests on the $100 Million Club of highest selling auctioned works is Edvard Munch for The Scream, of course, and Andy Warhol. And as for the suicides,
somebody
Saint
said
Elsewhere.
Andy Warhol.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody
I think that, yes. I
okay,
agree.
I'm sorry. On the Suicide St. Elsewhere was Ed Flanders.
Right.
Suddenly Susan was someone named David Strickland.
Yeah.
Farmer's Daughter was Inger Stevens.
Inger Stevens,
Inger
right.
Stevens,
right.
Yeah. Make Room for Daddy was the kid, Rusty Hamer. I didn't know he killed himself. And Gibbsville was Gig Young.
Oh.
Never heard of Gigsville, did you?
No, but I heard of Gig Young.
Yeah, yeah.
And is that it for you?
Yeah.
Okay, Leah.
Okay, de-seated and dégagé are terms, seven-letter words for musical that could be played on
French,
a musical
though,
instrument. Yeah. Well, dégagé is used in English.
Okay.
But the two-syllable words that became one by adding a letter, ague becomes plague, ague becomes vague, rugged becomes shrugged, ragged becomes drugged, naked becomes snaked. Boa becomes boat.
Sounds like a children's book. And
yes. The American who coined the terms belittle, anglophobia, odometer, and pedicure was Thomas Jefferson.
Oh.
Really?
Okay. The body parts named after people, where are they? Alcock's canal is in the pelvis. The Grafenberg spot is in the vagina. And the Hartman's pouch is in the gallbladder. It's the little area where the gallstones get stuck. So they call that Hartman's pouch. The movie stars that were in film adaptions of longest-running Broadway shows, Debbie Reynolds was in Mary Mary. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And
Gargetti's on stage.
Peter O'Toole was in Man of La Mancha.
That's right.
And Gene Tierney, in the strangest casting of all, was in Tobacco Road.
Really?
Yes, really. So if we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our thanks to David LaFilippe and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. The panel here has been Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks, everybody, for taking the time to tune in. We hope you will join us again next Sunday at 7. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
It's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's got to be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't grown.